This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favorite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Hello and welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca Amber and I am greeting you from the depths of January, the bottom of the barrel, the arse end of the year, if you will. Unless you're in Australia, then respectfully, go fuck yourself. Your time's going to come. Your depressive month, is it August? That's really wild, isn't it? Whatever the opposite of January is for you, you're going to get your time, okay? Don't get too cocky. You're going to get your time. But for the rest of us that are living in the Northern Hemisphere, look at her. Is she a geography expert? I don't know. This is a really depressing time of year, and it's a really hard time of year for so many people. So this Monday is officially Blue Monday, which is the most depressing day of the year. Everybody is apparently cold, broke, and riddled with guilt that their resolutions were not kept to. So obviously this doesn't apply to everyone. This is just what the Independent says when I Googled it for a little bit of fact checking. But there are lots of people who do not feel like this about January. And in fact, you might be like, no, I've set my goals. I'm already smashing them. I'm living my best life. In which case, I salute you. But for so many people, this is a really dreary, depressing time of year. If you haven't even set your goals for 2023 yet, it doesn't matter. Give yourself a fucking break. If you've not kept resolutions, it doesn't matter. Why? Why am I saying it doesn't matter? I'm usually a little bit of Gary Vee fucking hustle culture, aren't I? Toxic positivity. I'm like, what's your fucking excuse today? What's your excuse? I've got twin newborns, one under each arm, and I'm still building a house with my feet. I don't know, like not quite like that, but you get the vibe. Well, if you haven't started setting your goals yet, or if you haven't made your plan for 2023 and you're not hyped up about the year ahead, January is actually a very difficult time to get motivated and excited about setting goals. Now, you might be like, why did you do a New Year's Day goal setting party then, Fran? Well, look, I'm living in a patriarchal world and everybody is hyped up for New Year's Day. And I'll admit, I normally am. I'm normally like, yes, New Year's Day is my favourite day of the year. But this year, I've not been feeling it, guys, if I'm honest. But if you look at the year as four seasons, and you look at these four distinct phases of creation. Now, this applies to a year. This also applies to each moon cycle or each month. And when I say month, I mean 28 days, not the bullshit that we've been fed that a month is 30 or 31 days or 28 days in fucking February. No, I ain't about that life. So when you look at our year, we have spring, which is emergence. This is the first of the four phases of creation. Now, this can be related to like the springtime, and it's all about making plans, setting goals, setting wheels into motion, kind of getting excited for all the shit that's ahead of us. Then comes summer, which is all about visibility, main character energy, big dick energy, getting out there energy. Do you know what I mean? Autumn is all about culmination, starting to turn inwards, tie up your loose ends, getting ready to hibernate, which leaves us with the fourth phase of creation, which is the winter, which is a fertile void. And that is what we are in currently. This is essential rest to be able to come back with a bang again in the spring. So this winter period may feel super quiet and super dull and like not much is happening, but that's the fucking point. Like, that is literally the point of the winter fertile void. This period of rest is really important. Now, I'm sure we've all seen on Instagram or wherever, no flower blooms all year. If you think about it, everything in nature has a rest period. If you think about trees, plants, flowers, even if you have evergreen trees, like if you look at your house plants, you will know that you should not ever feed them in the winter. So plants do not really grow in the winter. Their growing season is throughout like spring and summer. And if you feed them food to like help them grow in the winter, they're going to get fucked because that's not their time to grow. Their time in winter is simply to just rest. If you look at how many animals hibernate, if you look at even just like agriculture, farmers' fields, do you think they're planting shit in the winter? Are they fuck? No, I mean, not planting. Wait, they might be planting. They're not harvesting. Basically, nothing's growing in the winter. There is a period of rest and replenishment to renew. And this is really essential to be able to come back in the spring and feel revived and replenished and to basically live your best goddamn life. In a nutshell, we can't run on full speed all year round. We just can't. So embrace this cozy season and really intentionally slow down. Now, when I say intentionally slow down, there is a complete difference. And I feel like I really need to listen to myself here, take my own fucking advice. There's a difference between slacking or procrastinating or just feeling a bit low energy and feeling like you don't want to do anything, and intentionally saying, I am slowing down because this is the winter period. This is my fertile void and I need this time to replenish, renew and take stock. So just a few days ago, I made a new friend, guys. I made a new fucking friend. Would you believe at the age of 37, she's made a friend on the internet who was not grooming me. It was a real person. So anyway, one of my intentions, in fact, my main intention for 2023 was to build more connections and more meaningful friendships and relationships in different areas of my life. And something I've realized I don't really have much of is people that are in the same kind of industry as me. So anyway, I made a new friend, the wonderful Louise Pentland. You all know her. She's like one of the original YouTubers. She's amazing. We have so much in common. We've been speaking on WhatsApp all month long about so many things. And I went to her house the other day and we had a lovely day. Went out for lunch, had two lunches each because we're abundant women. Why not? And she was saying about how she always takes the whole of January off. She takes it off. And as a creative person, that is really important to her, to not be on social media, to not be creating, to not be planning, and to just have a month off. And I was like, wow, I definitely don't feel like I'm in a place where I can do that. But I also recognize that that is just an excuse and I'm lying to myself. But I thought that that was really interesting, that somebody who is super successful in what they do and is a creative person, and there's aspects of creativity to all of our jobs and all of our lives, right? Even if you don't work in a creative field, creating the life of your dreams and being the architect of your life and deciding what you want from your year and planning beautiful experiences and trips and whatever it is with your friends and family, that is creativity. And we all need a break to enable that creativity to really come to the forefront. So personally, I've always loved January. I've never had a problem with it. I've never had this whole January blues thing. I've never really got it. I always on New Year's Day was like, right, I'm setting my goals for the year. I would be so on it. But this year, I just have felt so down for about, I would say, 6 weeks now. And I don't know if I've said it here actually, but on the book club, I'm sure they're bored of me saying every day, I'm like, I still feel like shit. I just feel so low energy and I feel so like just ugh. And I can kind of understand why. I had a huge life event in mid-December, which was moving home is one of the most stressful things we can do, especially when you do it with three young children.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
And in slightly bad timing, just a couple of weeks after I moved house, my tenants in London moved out. And so I've now gained back another property, which needs a lot of work doing to it now because it's been rented out for a couple of years and it's looking a bit shabby. My neighbours upstairs did a renovation and they were like banging around and my ceiling has cracked so much it looks like a fucking mosaic. So there's a lot to do there. And I just feel incredibly overwhelmed by responsibility. That's the only way I can describe it. I feel incredibly overwhelmed. And it's no wonder, you know, for somebody that feels a little bit anxious about responsibility. I've got three fucking children and two houses and a business. And it's like, that's stressful. That is very stressful. And the only thing I can kind of compare it to is when I was a child, when I was about 12, I bought my first horse. And by the age of 14 or 15, I'd upgraded that little pony to a massive 16-2, like thoroughbred cross, like this huge horse. And he was crazy. And in the summer, if you've ever had a horse, you'll know this, that in the summer, when they've got plentiful grass, they sometimes don't give a shit about you. And you're like, come on, you call them to come in. And they're like, fuck you, bitch, I ain't coming in for shit. I've got loads of grass here. I'm fine. I don't need you and your bucket of feed. And I sometimes remember like laying in bed at night and having this overwhelming feeling of responsibility of thinking, I haven't been able to catch that horse in 4 days and I haven't picked out his feet in a week. And what if he gets wilder and wilder and felt like the crushing responsibility was overwhelming to like little 14-year-old me. And I feel like in the last couple of weeks, sorry, I really don't want to cry. In the last couple of weeks, I sometimes still feel like that 14-year-old girl. And I sometimes sit and I think, I've got this fucking house to like maintain and sort out now for me and my family. And, you know, when you live in a flat in London, you can kind of get away with never knowing about gutterings or roofs or whatever, or drainage. I don't know, anything like that, like grown up shit. And now I find myself having to deal with like a whole building. And then on top of that, like I've now got to do this fucking holiday let flat situation. And then on top of that, I have to like keep three young girls alive as well, four including myself. And it sometimes just feels like it's bearing down on my chest at night, and it's just very overwhelming. But I am also aware that it's because it's just all come at the same time. Top tip, don't try and move house and like, I don't know, basically get two new properties in the same fucking month. It's not worth it. It ain't worth it for your mental health. So anyway, I just continue to feel just a little bit low, just a little bit low, like a little bit, ugh, meh about life. I must be feeling depressed because I can't even get into Love Island. So I don't know what is wrong with me, but I am starting to take positive steps to get through this January blues period, this fertile void, this cold, dark winter by doing several things. So I thought I'd give you some top tips if you are feeling really deflated by January. So the number one thing is, what are the little things that you can do now that may not be like long-term self-care, but little things that you know pick you up and raise your vibe that maybe you haven't been doing? So I notice I've been getting really bad because I've not been doing the little things that I enjoy or that I know contribute to me having a feeling of well-being. So I normally boil all of my drinking water the night before. I've not even been doing that. I've not been taking my vitamins. I've not been doing shit like that. I didn't even buy myself a Christmas present. And over the last few years, I've always made a point of buying myself, as a single person, making sure that my daughters see that I have a birthday present, a Christmas present, and a Mother's Day present. Because if you're a single mum, you quite often will not get like anything for any of those. And I didn't do that for Christmas. I completely kind of forgot. And so I just bought myself my birthday present, which, if you're interested, is a red light therapy LED face mask thing. I'm very excited about it. Somebody on Instagram told me about it, and I can't wait to start Benjamin Buttoning fucking backwards, basically aging backwards. I'm very excited for that. And I realized as well, like, one of the things that really makes me happy is taking pictures. I love taking pictures. I love taking pictures of my daughters. I love just capturing memories. And I look back on my Instagram and I'm like, fucking hell, I've not actually taken a nice picture of the girls in like 2 months. The only pictures I've had is like when they went on like a fucking Santa photo shoot. I haven't actually taken any nice pictures since at least November. It's very unlike me. So it's just recognizing that and saying, I know that taking nice pictures makes me happy. I just need to set aside some time and some energy to do that. And also, not that I advocate this, because, you know, cluttering your house up and buying excess stuff, I do not condone. But I am at the stage where the girls are kind of growing out of stuff and they're in like a weird in-between seasons phase. And I do need to do a good old clothes shop for the girls. And for me, buying baby clothes and buying children's clothes, I really fucking love it. It's one of the true joys in my life. I think the Lord gave me matching twin girls because he knew I would have so much fun buying outfits. And so, like, just, it sounds really silly, doesn't it? But sitting there and doing that and spending the night like going on H&M and Next and you know, buying things I really like for them. And then when it arrives and seeing them in it, that just brings me joy. So I'm not talking about doing things that are massive and are going to cost loads of money and are going to take loads of time. I'm just talking about doing little things that will raise your vibe, like taking pictures and remembering to make yourself your favorite meal and, you know, whatever it might be. Treat yourself for your birthday. Number two is remembering that you can set your goals whenever. So if you are feeling guilty that we are now nearing the end of January and you might not have made a plan for 2023, you may not have set any goals or stuck to your resolutions, it really does not matter. So as we were talking about earlier about the four phases of creation, this fertile void period, this dark depths of winter, really is not a time to be taking action on your goals and starting to make plans. It really isn't. Spring is really the time to be doing that. So, you know, if you even set your goals in February, even at the beginning of March, that is absolutely fine. And you're kind of more in line with nature's calendar if you do that anyway. Some of us feel like if we don't make a New Year's resolution or goal on the stroke of midnight, or we fall off the wagon on the 3rd of January, then that's it, we're over for the year. But it really isn't that case at all. So one of my big goals for 2023 is to improve my health, because I feel like I'm almost self-harming with my healthcare at the moment. You know, I've got to a really low point where I'm not filtering my water. I'm not even taking my vitamins and my pills I'm supposed to take, like for my autoimmune disease. Like, I've just got to that really low point where even just basics, I'm just like, ugh, no, I just haven't had the time or the energy for it. And then randomly the other day, I listened to a podcast. I was driving to London, so I had some beautiful free time while I was driving to listen to a podcast. And I listened to one that I think it's called So Intentional or something, but I've never listened to it before. I don't know why it came up in my feed. And it was all about like health and fitness, which is totally not the sort of podcast I'd usually listen to. I usually listen to self-development or murder. Those are the only two things. And so this one was talking about how if you have health goals and fitness goals, rather than focusing on how you're going to look or like weight loss or whatever, because the motivation for that can fade really, really quickly, instead try and make your motivation, I can't wait to see how good I can feel. I can't wait to see how good I can feel. And that really struck a chord with me because, like I say, I've been feeling so down, so low over the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks. And part of that I can definitely explain away with, you know, I've had a lot of stress. I've moved house. It's been stressful. But the other part is like, I'm living my fucking dream life. I can't complain. I've got a career I love. My children, I love them. My home, you know, I'm living in my dream home. I don't really have anything to complain about. And yet I just feel this like sense of sadness, this sense of like dread almost. And so I've been listening to quite a few podcasts about like gut health and all this kind of stuff and how your microbiome, your good bacteria in your gut weighs as much as your brain. And if your good bacteria is being destroyed by unhealthy eating habits, that you can actually have depression and anxiety just from that alone. And so I'm sitting here thinking, I'm doing self-development work. I'm in a job I love. I'm in a home I love. Why would I be feeling bad? Oh, is it the fact that I'm eating a fucking KFC bargain bucket most nights? Could it be, Fran, that you're not taking your fucking vitamins, that you're not drinking water? Like, all of these things. And so I listened to this podcast and I was like, that is the thing that's missing. I can't expect to feel great when my health is so bad and I'm treating my body so badly. And so day by day, I'm just taking it one day, one meal, one decision at a time, just from listening to this podcast. And I tell you what, I've had amazing results. I've had more progress in the last, I think I'm on 4 days now, 4 or 5 days, than I have, I think, ever. I've never stuck to anything this long. And if I have a little slip up, I don't go, oh, fuck it, that's it then, I fucked it. I just go, oh, okay, well, let's see if I can just get back on it. And then that was just one bad decision, but it was preceded by 7 good decisions. Do you know what I mean? But the point of this is that I listened to this on like the 14th or 15th of January, not the 1st of January. I started this health goal on the 15th of January. It wasn't even a Monday. You know, people say, oh, I'll wait till Monday to start my diet. You can start your goals or you can start your new habit or your new resolution at any time. You don't need to wait till Monday. You don't need to wait till January the 1st. You don't need to wait for a new month. You don't need to wait for a fucking new moon. You can do it whenever you want. So you can start anytime. That's the biggest tip I want to give you. It's like, don't feel like it's all over because we're coming to the end of January. Number 3 is to accept the season for what it is now. It is slow. It is cold. Nobody wants to go out. Just revel in it. fucking revel in the benefits. If you are a high maintenance bitch, maybe take a month off of having lashes and hair extensions and spray tans and nail extensions, whatever you have. It is a fucking treat to get your eyelash extensions off and just have a break, or to take your hair extensions out and give your hair like amazing masks and treatments and stuff. Take a month to look like shit, basically is what I'm saying. No, of course you don't look like shit, but I mean, I speak for myself here. Take time to have really long baths, to indulge in your skincare, to, I don't know, there's certain things that are great in the winter months, like laser hair removal. You can only have that done in the really dark depths of winter. Enjoy the nights in, enjoy saving money, enjoy saving your energy, and just savor this, because when spring comes and everyone gets their big dick energy out, everyone's going to be out living it up, and you're going to be like, oh, I'd love a night in. So just really revel in this time where you just are at home hibernating. And like I say, this is really about intentionally slowing down and really feeling into this fertile void and seeing what comes up, rather than trying to kind of fight it or feeling like, oh God, nothing's going on. Actually going into it thinking, this is my rest period. Okay, number four is, if you are listening to that and thinking, Fran, no, I need some fucking action, I need to feel like I'm doing something, I would say just book something. Take some action and book something. It could be a night out, a weekend, a birthday plan, a holiday, a spa day, whatever it is. Just book something for the coming months ahead. I love to book all of my shit in like January and February. Number one, because things get booked up really fast, and so I like to get in there straight away. But also because it can feel a really long, boring stretch if you're not doing anything super fun. So making plans for the spring and the summer and just the rest of the year. I mean, my friend Nadia has already booked Polar Express tickets for next December. She put it on her Instagram and I was like, this bitch is wild. She is already booking shit for December. But I love that vibe. I mean, why not spend your January researching holidays, booking on, because they take ages to book, don't they, right? Like trying to find the perfect holiday or the perfect trip or the perfect weekend away, whatever it is, it takes time and energy to do it. So if you are feeling really restless and like you want to do something, get booking, book some shit. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. I hope that it has given you a little chink of light in your dreary January day. It was actually really sunny today and it made such a difference. And I was sitting on my sofa tonight thinking, wow, can you imagine, like, weather really does play a massive, oh, and that's the other thing actually, maybe consider the fact that you might have SAD. So seasonal affective disorder is where you don't get enough vitamin D, don't get enough natural sunlight, and it can really affect people's moods. And after seeing a couple of things on Instagram, Anna Williamson posted about it, Fern McCann posted about it, a few different people saying about how everyone seems to be feeling so low at the moment. Everyone seems to be feeling so lacking in energy, and that it could be SAD, and you can get like a light box to help you with that and stuff like that. I was sitting on my sofa tonight and it was like 6 p.m. The curtains were drawn. I had artificial light on. It felt like the middle of the fucking night. And I just thought, God, can you imagine this in summer? 6 p.m. I'd probably have my French doors open. I would be out in the garden. The children would be like bouncing on a bouncy castle. They'd be catching the last rays of light. Last rays of light. Fucking 6 p.m. It's light till 10 o'clock at night. They would be living their best life. Might be having a barbecue. We'd eat outside. Your quality of life, especially if you have young children, is so much better in the summer. It just is. But we're not hating on winter. We don't hate on any of the seasons or any of the four phases of creation. And in fact, I often think about, what if I lived somewhere where it was summer all year round? I think I'd fucking hate it. By the end of this summer, I was so ready for it to be over. I'm all about embracing every season, but just remember that we need this little period of rest to come back better than ever, bitches. Anyway, if you have found this episode useful, and I pray that you have recorded this on I'm going to say an hour and a half sleep. For some reason, my children will not sleep at the moment. They have some nights where they sleep all the way through and then other nights where they seem like they're trying to kill me. So I hope that I've made sense. I hope that I haven't rambled on too much. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please, please, please take 30 seconds of your time. And could you just rate and review this podcast? So if you just scroll down, there's a 5-star button and you can click 5 stars. I mean, I would recommend 5 if I were you. And it takes like 1 second to do that. You don't have to log in. You don't have to sign up to anything. You can just do 5 stars. And then if you leave a review as well, I will send you blessings your way because it really does help out me and the pod. So yes, rate and review and subscribe. Those are the 3 things that really help any podcast that you enjoy listening to. You can come and follow me on Instagram. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life and at Francesca Amber. And just to let you know that my New Year's Day goal setting party, I've decided to keep the tickets live until springtime. In the spirit of this episode, where I understand that people may be in a really busy period of their life or a really overwhelming period of their life, or they may just be feeling very down and don't have the energy to kind of make plans and make goals, and that's fine. And so I'm not going to say you need to set your goals by the end of January or that shit's gone. No, you have until springtime. And that's to give you a little bit of accountability. Tickets are at francescaamber.com. It is a 2.5-hour video workshop. And then you also get a PDF, which you can edit online or you can print it out and you can fill in all of your goals in all the different areas of your life and everything on this PDF document. So if you want to join that, it is £33.33 and the tickets are at francescaamber.com. If you are interested in becoming a book club bitch, we've decided our book for February, which we begin on February the 1st. It is going to be another book. I think this is the first time we've done a second book by the same author. So a couple of months ago, we did the book Do Less by Kate Northrup. And it is all about cyclical living and exactly what I was talking about in this podcast, about the 4 stages of creation and about how women particularly, but everybody who lives under a moon, which is all of us, go through these 4 stages every 28 days, but also throughout the year. And I guess throughout our lives as well, everything's a cycle, man. And that book really did change my life. It changed the way that I work. It's changed the way that I do everything. And so she has written another book called Money, A Love Story. And it's all about working on your money mindset, how to hustle less and earn more, basically about money for women. And like I say, I loved her last book so, so much. I'm really excited to start this on the 1st of January. Again, I shall leave the link down below in the show notes, or you can just go to my website, francescaamber.com, for details of the book club, for the New Year's Day goal setting party, subliminals, and everything else. All right, bitches, I'm going to go because it's nearly midnight and I will see you next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.